All right, coming back at you. Welcome to Wednesday, November 19th. Got a cloudy one going on. 39 degrees. Well, we have been talking about this a lot, and for good reason. Got that Beach Boys song in my head, Fun, 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 and that's what we're going to be having Friday night at the Wapton Community Center. I am talking, of course, Chinkabazoo's Wild Game Show Night happening Friday. Got Kathy Dickman, Zoo Director, on the phone with me this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
How excited are you and the staff for Wild Game Show Night? I know this gets you cranked up every year.
It really does. And as we started, you know, we start this early in the season to get prizes and to plan at the event and all the stuff, the getting the gaming licenses and everything. It takes time and it's worth it because we've got a lineup for everybody and it is amazing. We've got the favorite games, as I said before. We have a deal or not to deal. We have the friendly feud, which is favorite and very comical. And again, I say this every time, Bill, but you cannot write those answers, people.
No, you can't. No, you can't. You're right on the money.
Very unpredictable. We've got In It to Win It, which everybody can play. I mean, you just have to, you know, it's just a fun event. You pick and choose what you want to play. Your $45 ticket gets you into the event, gets you the four food buffets and the dessert buffet. The gaming tickets are separate, of course, as is the fundraiser, but it also gets you into that general raffle, and that's what we're going to talk about today is that the gaming law is we must draw for that the evening before. So we are drawing for that tomorrow, Thursday, at 5 o'clock. We'll do it live on Facebook, but we'll also notify everybody and post it, and that's for the $1,000 first prize, the $500 second prize, and the $400 zoo package. So you're going to want to get your tickets before then. If you don't and you decide later on Friday that I want to see if they still got tickets, you sure can do that. Mm-hmm. But the drawing will have already been done, but you can still get the ticket to get you into the event for all the fun. And I tell you, that is the main event, and it's going to be a blast. All these different games. We've got the silent auction, which you know is full, and this year I think it's going to be the biggest yet. So we've had some good ones through the years, and we want to follow suit and try to raise that bar every single year. And I believe we've done that. It's been a great run all these years, and we want to continue the tradition of excellence with this event.
Well, Kathy, tell me about this. You know, we're talking about the cash prizes going out tomorrow at 5. So people get your tickets today, folks. That's kind of, you know, like right now. How do they do that? There are a couple ways they can get that done, right?
There's a few ways they can get that done. Whatever works best for them, we can deliver. They can come down to the zoo. The office is open 8 to 5. We'll be here. There's a sign on the front door saying, come on in and get your tickets. or we can deliver to your business. Whatever you want to do. We also have a wheel call. You can say, I want a ticket, I want two tickets, I will pay for them at the door. The will call does commit you to purchasing them. So if you decide not to go, we're already holding those seats for you. So we'll count that as a donation if you don't want to come and you'll still be billed for them. But will call is a really nice way for some people. We had a few people call yesterday going, you know, we're regulars, we want will call. And people come to the door, it's very easy. We hand you your tickets, you pay for them, you come on in. It's a very smooth entrance. We try to make it as easy as we can for everybody, and it'll go very well.
You know,
so however we can get you your tickets, we're going to accommodate you.
Well, of course you are. And you and I talked about this yesterday, too. And I want to remind people that when the event is full, and I know you hate turning people away, that's why it would kind of be to everyone's advantage to get their tickets like today or tomorrow. At the latest, but
because
again, once you're full, right?
You know, and that's a good point. We don't like to turn away people. We believe we'll have some at the door, but we cannot promise that.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll announce that, of course, Friday if we have limited number at the doors. But you're right. One of the main things is I'm you know, we're people. We're people.
Yeah, that's
and
for
we
sure.
don't, you know, people and animals are two favorite things. And so we don't want to say no to someone. So please think about it, or don't think about it, and just get your ticket.
Yeah, there you go.
So I know there's a lot of wonderful stuff going on. in town in the Twin Towns, some good stuff, and we're all excited about everything in our community, including Wild Game Show. So, you know, if you have questions, give me a call. It's posted on the Facebook, and we will help you out any way we can.
Kathy Dickman, Zoo Director at Chinkapa Zoo. Now, you're going to be in tomorrow for our regular Morning Zoo episode. We can talk more about this.
We'll have some other updates. Yeah.
Sounds good. Great talk to talk with you as always, Kathy. You have a great Wednesday. We'll talk tomorrow morning, okay?
Thanks a million, Bill.
You bet. Wild Game Show Night, Chinkapa Zoo's big fundraiser, happening this Friday at the Wahpeton Community Center.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he